Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. As I've done with this lesson before, there's a particular verb that I'm going to change the interpretation of. The verb is meno. It appears in John some 40 times, and it generally means abide, it's talked about remain. I like the term abide because it makes me think of that song, you know, abide, O dearest Jesus, among us with thy grace, that Satan may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. There's just something about abiding that simply to say remain does not quite catch it. So in the sermon, we'll have a lot of emphasis on the sense of John being a witness and us being witnesses, and also the invitation to abide. So with that, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." That is, it abided with Jesus. "I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit descend and abide is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where do you abide?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where Jesus was abiding, and they did abide with him that day. It was about 4:00 in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Andrew first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. So, pretty good eye. John sees Jesus coming down the road and says, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." How did he know? Well, for one thing, John's eye was not clouded. It wasn't clouded by his own self-interest or his own desire for status. His heart was opened. He never would have seen Jesus as the one for the whole world if he himself had perceived Jesus as a threat to his own political interests, his own status being challenged. Say, as you remember last week, when the Magi came, Herod was challenged to his very core, and the whole of Jerusalem became afraid. If that had been the case, John would only have seen Jesus as a rival, perhaps a threat. And if that were true, who knows what John would have called Jesus? I mentioned that it's such a powerful word. I think going on here are experience of John not only seeing, but what does witness mean in this case? Already John gives witness to what it means for sin of the world to be taken away. That is, he trusts Jesus. He is in relationship with Jesus. He abides with Jesus. There is a great connection here. And because of that connection, John is in relationship with God, the Creator. In regard for God and God's interest, God's intentions, God's will for life, for all people, and for creation itself. John's abiding in Jesus leads him to be a witness, to testify. That is, to share the good news with others. This is a good place to be, says John, a place for life, for light. So while he is standing with his own disciples, his own crew, John once again identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God. But again, we see that John's heart is not clouded by his own possessiveness. These are my guys. These are my disciples. I'm hanging on. Makes no complaint as they immediately leave and follow Jesus. John trusts that they will see and find what he himself has seen and found, a place to abide, to be alive, to be in a place of relationship to God, a place of witness and strength, a place of witness for others. Actually, we see the sin of the world fall away in this very story, in this passage, in this encounter, this Jesus. Or to use St. Paul's language, we see the old self fall away. What are you looking for? Jesus asked. And I've repeated this one with you all before. It's, of course, Jesus' question to John's disciples, but can we not read this story? Are we not part of this story ourselves? Is this question not always and eternally to us? And our question is always, where do you abide? Where is life? Where is a place for us? What is our purpose? Where are we to witness? Come and see. Come and see, says Jesus. And they saw where he did abide, with them, in their heart, in their lives, with you, in your hearts, your lives, always. And there they did abide. They lived, were alive. And we also. Until 4 in the afternoon, or 11:15. No, I love this phrase. I never thought about it before, but I couldn't get 4 o'clock in the afternoon out of my mind. Because it's really just a point in eternity. This eternal promise of life for us and purpose for us and sending for us. The sin of the world is taken away, not just at that one moment, but for all time. The power of its rule in our lives is gone. In this witnessing, there is a dynamic repentance at work. It's interactive in taking the sin of the world away. Today we remember also a later witness. We celebrate tomorrow the witness of faith of Dr. Martin Luther King. And we see that setting aside his own self-interest or that his desire for status and safety, he stood and spoke for his sisters and brothers. What were they looking for? A place where they could abide, a place in the community, where they could live, be real, be regarded. MLK could see also, could witness that the Lamb of God had also appeared for them. Indeed, did abide with those who were marginalized, felt lost and excluded. Come, come, come and see, come stay with Jesus, abide with me, says the Christ. Calling for the sin of the world to drop away, calling for prejudice and racism to drop away, Martin Luther King stood as Christ would and does, as a witness to Christ for the world. This next weekend, I and Valerie and a number of folks from this congregation and across the countryside will gather in Washington, D.C., not as a protest against the election or a protest against a particular administration or policies, but to give witness, to gather for the interest of those who have been verbally, if not by policy, identified in violent terms and ridiculed terms as being unworthy. Our witness of Christ's presence now is to say that women or minorities or other ethnicities or those with disabilities are invited into Jesus' home and heart. And for a government or community to succeed, it must embrace such a witness, whether we call it Christian or not. It is essential. Jesus' fundamental call to repentance, to a change of mind or heart, was by standing with the lost, giving witness to the Spirit of God, which abides with us in baptism and beyond. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 10:15, as we confess. But it is for us throughout our lives. In coming among us, Jesus set any personal status or self-interest aside. His purpose and mission, his witness to God's love, was always by standing with us, to abide with us in love and forgiveness, even to death on the cross, where the world's selfishness, where the world's sin, even our own, placed him. But as John begins his gospel, the darkness does not overcome the light. Death does not overcome life. Sin does not overcome forgiveness, which is what John found in Christ in the very first place, and was why he could see who was coming down the street, because he was free from the tyranny of sinfulness. John could see because his encounter was with the one who brings life and light and forgiveness, who was the light of the world. Already, in the beginning, at the start, this is a story of and an invitation to resurrection life. Brothers and sisters, come and see, abide, be witnesses, be the resurrection. Amen.